Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Travel turbulence.
Huge numbers of flight delays and cancellations.
Coping with a heat dome.
Going to the movies. Try to find restaurants inside instead of outside.
Vaccine shots for the youngest.
I think it's going to be a little bit more of a slow rollout.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Father's Day weekend frustration for tens of thousands of travelers stranded by flight cancellations and delays blamed on everything from the weather to airline and airport staff shortages. CBS's Elise Preston says it's a situation that could drag on all summer.
Understaffed airports and airlines are being slammed, and it's taking a toll on travelers.
At this point, I don't have any high hopes.
We're talking 10 hours.
More than 900 flights were canceled on Sunday alone. Delta getting hit the hardest with more than 200 cancellations. Delta apologized, saying in a statement, a variety of factors continue to impact our operations, including challenges with air traffic control, weather, and unscheduled absences. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg met with airline executives right before the weekend, telling them to stick to their flight schedules and to hire more customer service agents. CBS News senior travel advisor Peter Greenberg.
You can hire as many customer service agents as you want to say, I'm sorry, but if you don't fix the root problems, the apologies will continue. You got to be able to find pilots. There's a shortage.
Excessive heat warnings have been issued through midweek for parts of the upper Midwest, with high humidity and temperatures rising. It's supposed to hit 100 today in Golden Valley, Minnesota.
Always have our hats with us, a lot of sunscreen.
Just taking in our short Minnesota summer, cool off at the beach and just relax, really.
We have friends who live in Florida and they get this all the time, but we have to seize the day.
Milwaukee's investigating two deaths that could be related to the high heat. Well, now to Washington, where two more public hearings are set for this week for the House panel investigating the attack on the U.S. Capitol. Here's CBS's Scott McFarlane.
4 days before the attack on the Capitol, former President Trump tried to pressure the man who administers elections in Georgia to change the results.
I just want to find 11,780 votes.
On Tuesday, the recipient of that call, Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, will be a witness as the committee investigating the Capitol insurrection focuses its fourth public hearing on Trump's interference with local election officials.
Texas Republicans have approved a party platform that rejects Joe Biden's election as illegitimate and calls homosexuality an abnormal lifestyle choice. Washington, D.C. Police Chief Robert Conte says a 15-year-old was shot and killed. Others were hurt when a fight broke out at a street corner concert.
Illegal firearms in the hands of people who should not have them make events like this unsafe for people who just want to enjoy the beautiful weather.
9 people were shot overnight in New York City's Harlem. 1 died at a hospital. Well, the CDC has now cleared the way for COVID vaccine shots for children as young as 6 months. Former FDA chief Dr. Scott Gottlieb on Face the Nation says many parents may wait.
Only about 30% of kids ages 5 to 11 have been vaccinated with 2 doses. That's lower than what the initial estimates are. Right now, there are surveys showing that about 20% of parents plan to vaccinate children under the age of 5. I suspect it may end up being lower than that.
Overseas, a key battle is playing out in a strategic city in eastern Ukraine. CBS's Chris Livesay has spoken to an American who's been part of the fight.
They wound up out here a bit by accident. They wanted to do good. This is sort of, the unfortunate result of that.
An American on the front line insisting he remain anonymous because he fought alongside Andy Nguyen and Alex Drewke before they were captured and resurfaced on Russian media, speaking under duress. In newly released footage, Drewke says he's been repeatedly beaten, and at one point, the two were bound, blindfolded, and forced on their knees. Drewke said he thought they were going to be executed.
Anything you would say to Andy and Alex?
I would apologize.
Why would you apologize?
Because they sort of followed me out here. Yeah, I definitely feel a bit guilty. We should have taken a closer look at more humanitarian options.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Reports say police in Uvalde, Texas, responding to last month's school mass shooting, did not try to open two doors that connected to the classroom where the gunman was for more than an hour. A source told the San Antonio Express News that those doors were not locked from the inside by the gunman. Some spent yesterday in Uvalde at a protest calling for the ouster of the school district police chief.
He just failed us all, and he needs to go.
I'm tired of the cowardice, and I'm tired of it all.
Brett Cross lost a nephew in the shooting. Overseas in Ethiopia, witnesses report more than 200 people were killed in an ethnic attack. It's been blamed on a rebel group. The group denies it and blames government forces. An election celebration in Colombia. For Gustavo Petro, who's been elected president on his third try, he's a former leftist rebel who defeated a real estate millionaire in a runoff. Back here in the U.S., the Juneteenth holiday was celebrated yesterday, marking the end of slavery in 1865. In Houston, there was a big event with music and food.
My family, we celebrate it every year. Even before we came, really talk about Easter.
We get together, we eat, we laugh, we listen to music, we dance, we praise God, we do it all.
Juneteenth is the 12th federal holiday on the calendar. World Swimming's governing body has effectively banned transgender women from competing in women's events. Only swimmers who've transitioned before age 12 prior to puberty can compete. Sid Ziegler is co-founder of Outsports magazine.
When the IOC and the NCAA decided to allow different sports governing bodies to determine the eligibility of trans athletes in their sport, they opened sports up to this.
27-year-old Englishman Matt Fitzpatrick wins golf's U.S. Open in Brookline, Massachusetts, his first major win.
The feeling's out of this world. It's so cliche, but it's stuff you dream of as a kid. And to achieve it, I can retire a happy man tomorrow.
Fitzpatrick won the U.S. Amateur on the same course back in 2013. Jack Nicklaus is the only other player to do that.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Love is in the air, as we hear from CBS's Monica Ricks.
Cheers aboard an Alaska Airlines flight this weekend after a flight attendant popped the question to her pilot girlfriend on their way to L.A.
Congratulations!
The two met on a flight in 2020. Their proposal now marks the first proposal ever on the company's Pride in the Sky plane, which debuted last year. To celebrate, Alaska awarded every person on the plane free tickets for a future Alaska flight. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Oscar-winning director Paul Haggis was detained yesterday amid allegations that he sexually assaulted a woman in southern Italy. The 69-year-old Haggis, best known for the film Crash, is in the country for a film festival. An attorney for Haggis says he's innocent and cooperating with authorities. Prosecutors say the woman who made the claim needed medical attention. That's the World News Roundup for Monday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at Wondery.com/survey.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister? Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.